Recorded Books presents What We Owe the Future by William McCaskill. Narrated by the author. For my parents, Meyer and Robin, and their parents, Ina and Tom, and Daphne and Frank, and Part 1. The Long View. Introduction. Imagine living, in order of birth, through the life of every human being who has ever lived. Your first life begins about 300,000 years ago in Africa. After living that life and dying, you travel back in time and are reincarnated as the second ever person, born slightly later than the first. Once that second person dies, you are reincarnated as the third person, then the fourth, and so on. 100 billion lives later, you become the youngest person alive today. Your life consists of all these lifetimes, lived consecutively. Your experience of history is very different from what is depicted in most textbooks. Famous figures like Cleopatra or Napoleon account for a tiny fraction of your experience. The substance of your life is instead composed of ordinary lives, filled with everyday realities. Eating, working and socializing, laughing, worrying and praying. Your life lasts for almost 4 trillion years in total. For a tenth of that time, you're a hunter-gatherer, and for 60% you're an agriculturalist. You spend a full 20% of your life raising children, a further 20% farming, and almost 2% taking part in religious rituals. For over 1% of your life, you are afflicted with malaria or smallpox. You spend 1.5 billion years having sex, and 250 million giving birth. You drink 44 trillion cups of coffee. You experience cruelty and kindness from both sides. As a colonizer, you invade new lands. As the colonized, you suffer your lands taken from you. You feel the rage of the abuser and the pain of the abused. For about 10% of your life, you are a slaveholder. For about the same length of time, you are enslaved. You experience firsthand just how unusual the modern era is. Because of dramatic population growth, a full third of your life comes after AD 1200, and a quarter after 1750. At that point, technology and society begin to change far faster than ever before. You invent steam engines, factories, and electricity. You live through revolutions in science, the most deadly wars in history, and dramatic environmental destruction. Each life lasts longer, and you enjoy luxuries that you could not sample, even in your past lives as kings and queens. You spend 150 years in space and 1 week walking on the moon. 15% of your experience is of people alive today. That's your life so far, from the birth of Homo sapiens until the present. But now imagine that you live all future lives too. Your life, we hope, would be just beginning. Even if humanity lasts only as long as the typical mammalian species, 1 million years. And even if the world population falls to a tenth of its current size, 99.5% of your life would still be ahead of you. On the scale of a typical human life, you in the present would be just 5 months old. And if humanity survived longer than a typical mammalian species, for the hundreds of millions of years remaining until the Earth is no longer habitable, or the tens of trillions remaining until the last stars burn out, your 4 trillion years of life would be like the first blinking seconds out of the womb. The future is big. If you knew you were going to live all these future lives, what would you hope we do in the present? How much carbon dioxide would you want us to emit into the atmosphere? How much would you want us to invest in research and education? How careful would you want us to be with new technologies that could do-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?